Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. This is the first of two shows about the Harlem Renaissance of the 1920s and 30s. It affected America's racial dynamic. Popular music drew whites to Harlem after dark, and America changed.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Just as New York City is one of the great subjects of the Great American Songbook, so dozens of songs about Harlem appeared during the two decades of the Harlem Renaissance, the 1920s and 30s. They open Harlem's doors to affluent outsiders and offer respite from poverty to those who live there. They're usually celebratory, eager, and high energy, regardless of whether the songwriters are white or black. Maxine Sullivan with Harold Arlen and Ted Keeler's Harlem Holiday, and Andy Razaf with J.P. Johnson and Razaf's Go Harlem.
Folks who reside up Harlem way lately are feeling mighty gay. Hard times are on the way. Old man depression they have licked out of their lives, he has been kicked. They all sing this refrain. There'll be bands everywhere going to town. There'll be planes in the air flying around. All the Browns will be there laying them down. Every day will be a Harlem holiday. No more work, only play. Sleep when you choose, you'll get paid anyway. Ain't that news? Every song will be gay. No worry blues. Every day will be a Harlem holiday. If the whole world's down and the times look blue, you'll be high on old Lenox Avenue. There'll be girls on the make. Gin will be free. If you don't get a break, don't blame me. Every spot that you got will be harder than hot. Every day will be a Harlem holiday.
Bip 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 b
Maxine Sullivan, Harlem Holiday, and Andy Razaf, Go Harlem. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. African Americans thought that things would improve for their race after World War I. They were wrong. Black leaders concluded that their efforts through education, economics, and politics had failed, so they turned to the arts instead. Especially literature, with the rise of black writers like Zora Neale Hurston and Langston Hughes. What began as a literary movement soon included choreography and dance, painting and sculpture, and classical music. But nothing had more of an effect on white America than Harlem After Dark, the Harlem of rent parties and the Cotton Club, of Duke Ellington and Fats Waller. It's hard to pin a starting date on something as elusive as a Renaissance, but you can detect the symbolic harbingers of what's to come. On their return from France in 1919, James Reese Europe and his all-black 369th Regiment Hellfighters Band marched up Fifth Avenue. They continued all the way up to Harlem, where people poured into the streets to march along, and young women hung on the arms of the musicians. They were playing a 1912 tune by Louis Muir and L. Wolfe Gilbert called Here Comes My Daddy Now. Harbinger number one. I couldn't find a recording, but in that same year, Muir and Gilbert wrote Ragging the Baby to Sleep. This is the Los Angeles Pierce College Symphonic Winds. Thank you. the Los Angeles Pierce College Symphonic Winds, Ragging the Baby to Sleep. By 1921, blacks had been excluded from Broadway for a decade until Shuffle Along, a new all-black show, opened way up on 63rd Street. African Americans had returned to the Great White Way. A year later, a new song by Irving Berlin demonstrated Berlin's instinct for America's changing musical attitudes. So here he was in 1922, helping to set the Harlem of the coming Renaissance to the city's own music, jazz. Harbinger number two, Noble Sissle sings U.B. Blake and Sissle's I'm Just Simply Full of Jazz, and Harbinger number three, Anne Toffelmeyer and Michael Feinstein with Berlin's Pack Up Your Sins and Go to the Devil.
Everybody thinks I'm crazy. They say I've gone some mad. Everybody thinks I'm crazy. Lost all the sense I ever had. But when they see me shake, it makes them shiver when I do a break. It makes them quiver, but I'm not insane. I'm not to blame. The cause of it all is not in my brain. Just because I like to do a wiggle in a regular Salome style. Just because I like to do a wriggle like on a Hawaiian Isle. Cause I kick like a donkey, jump way back. Cause I act like a monkey and ball a jack. Then like Miss Minnie, I want to shimmy. Keep my shoulders shaking till you hear them crack. Woo! Just because you see my feet are shuffling. Just because I act like a razz. Though I seem a little hazy, no, I ain't crazy. I'm just simply full of jazz, 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 jazz. I'm just simply full of jazz, jazz, jazz. Or just because I like to do a wiggle in a regular snowman style. It's just because I like to do a wiggle like on a Hawaiian Isle. Cause I kick like a donkey and I jump away back. Cause I act like a monkey and I fall on the jack. And if not Miss Minnie, I do the shimmy. Keep my shoulders shaking till you hear them crack. Woo! Just because you like to do a wiggle. Just because I act like a razz. Though it seem a little hazy, Lord, I ain't crazy. I'm just simply full of jazz. It makes you tippy. Jazz is full of pep. Jazz, it makes you dippy. Jazz, it makes a preacher do a syncopated step on. Jazz, it makes you giggle. Jazz, it makes you shout. Woo! Jazz, it makes you giggle. Jazz, it makes you say some things you shouldn't talk about. Oh, jazz, 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 jazz. I'm just simply full of jazz. Jazz, jazz. Full of jazz, 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 jazz. I just simply full of jazz, jazz, jazz.
Oh, I got a message from below. 'Twas from a man I used to know. About a year or so ago, before he departed, he is just as happy as can be. I'll tell you what he said to me. He said, if ever you are heavy-hearted, pack up your sins and go to the devil in Hades. You'll meet the finest of gentlemen and the finest of ladies. They'd rather be down below than up above. Hades is full of thousands of Joneses and Browns, O'Houlihans, Cohens and Bradys. You'll hear a heavenly tune that went to the devil because the jazz band, they started picking it, then put a trick in it, a jazzy kick in it. They've got a couple of old reformers in heaven making them go to bed at 11. Pack up your sins and go to the devil and you'll never have to go to bed at all.
care to dwell where the weather is hot. H-E-double-L is a wonderful spot.
If you need a rest and you're all out of sorts, Hades is the best of the winter resorts. Paradise doesn't compare.
All the nice people are there.
They come there from everywhere just to revel with Mr. Devil.
Nothing on his mind but a couple of horns.
Satan is waiting with his jazz band.
From Alabama with a melody hot.
No one gives a damn if it's music or not.
Satan's melody makes you want to dance forever, and you never have to go to bed at all. If you care to dwell where the weather is hot, H-E-double-L is a wonderful spot. If you need a rest and you're all out of sorts, Hades is the best of the winter resorts. Paradise doesn't compare.
Hades is full of thousands of Joneses and Browns, on everywhere just a revel.
Mr. Devil, nothing on his mind but a couple of horns. Satan is waiting with his jazz band.
They started picking up, they made a trick and all. A jazzy kick in his band.
Came from Alabama with a melody
in heaven, making them go to bed at 11. Pack up your sins and go to the devil, and you'll never have to go to bed at all. Tune that went to the devil because the jazz band. They started picking it, they put a trick in it, a jazzy kick in it. They've got a couple of old reformers in heaven, making them go to bed at 11. Pack up your sins and go to the devil,
and you'll never have to go to bed at all.
Noble Sissel with I'm Just Simply Full of Jazz, and Anne Toffelmeyer and Michael Feinstein, Pack Up Your Sins. The major black composers of the Harlem Renaissance were also jazz musicians. The first of them was James P. Johnson, who was writing and arranging for his own dance band as early as 1913. By the time the Renaissance arrived after the war, he had already developed stride piano and had served as Fats Waller's mentor. He wrote the Charleston, the music for the dance that swept the country in 1925, and in that same year, he and Henry Creamer wrote another big hit song. McKinney's Cotton Pickers with a vocal by George Thomas, If I Could Be With You 1 Hour Tonight.
I'd be happy if I knew you were my bride. If I could be with you one hour tonight. I'm free to do the things I might. I want you to know that you couldn't go until I showed you that I loved you so. If I could be with you, I'd love you strong. If I could be with you, I'd love you all night long. I'm telling you too, you'd be anything but blue. If I could be with you for just 1 hour, if I could be with you, if I could be with you 1 hour tonight, and free to do the things I might. I want you to know that you couldn't go. If I could be with you, I'd love you strong. If I could be with you, I'd love you all night long. I'm telling you true, you'd be anything but blue. If I could be with you just for 1 hour, if I could be with you.
McKinney's Cotton Pickers, If I Could Be With You 1 Hour Tonight. Duke Ellington would become known for his cerebral jazz compositions, but when he started at the Cotton Club in 1927, he developed something called a junglistic sound. In those days, people called jazz jungle music. In a 1929 broadcast from the Cotton Club, the announcer introduced Ellington as the greatest living master of jungle music, and the Ellington Band played the East St. Louis Toodaloo.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington, East St. Louis Toodaloo. The third of the major composers was Thomas Fats Waller, who often collaborated with the most important of all African-American lyricists, Andy Razaf. Razaf called Waller the soul of melody, a man who made the piano sing. Waller also wrote and sold the rights to dozens of songs when he was broke, but some of his songs he kept. In 1929, the same year in which he and Razaf wrote Ain't Misbehavin' and Honeysuckle Rose, they also collaborated on Blue Turning Gray Over You. This is Lee Morse.
What will I do at sundown? What will I do at dawn? What will I do at noontime? Now that I've found you gone. What will I do for sunshine with nothing but the rain? How can I smile, find life worthwhile with a heart that's filled with pain? Oh my, how I miss your tender kiss and the wonderful things you would do. I run my hands through silvery strands, 'cause I'm blue, turning gray over you. You used to be so good to me. That's when I was a novelty. Now you have new thrills in view. Found someone new, left me blue, turning gray over you.
Turning gray over you. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Night after night, whites from downtown made their way to Harlem by limo, cab, or subway. They came for the music, the dancing, the crowds, the earthy high spirits, the heat of the music and the people, the bootleg hooch and the drugs and the sex. It was the land of id, and the pleasure was its own reward. The songs about getting there sound as exciting as being there, for blacks who feel as if they belong, and for whites who cast off restraint. Cab Calloway, T. take the A train. Cab Calloway with Billy Strayhorn's Take the A Train. The layers of convention and proper behavior that had survived World War I disappeared in Harlem at night. Cocaine was the drug of choice, and the liquor was illegal and plentiful. Cab Calloway was a black band leader who wore white tie and tails and turned the most famous drug song of all into a hit through his use of scatting and audience response. It produced a batch of similar songs, two of them by composer Harold Arlen and lyricist Ted Keeler, young white men hired to write the scores to the elaborate theatrical reviews at the Cotton Club. Cab Calloway with Minnie the Moocher and Kicking the Gong Around.
Here's a story about Minnie the Moocher. She was a red hot hoochie coocher. She was the roughest, toughest, frail, but Minnie had a heart as big as a whale. A hide, a hide, a hide, a hide.
Hide, 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 hide.
She loved him though he was cocky. He took her down to Chinatown, and he showed her how to kick the gong around. Hidey, hidey, hidey,
hidey, hidey, hidey,
about the King of Sweden. He gave her things that she was needing. He gave her a home built of gold and steel, a diamond car with the platinum wheels. Hi, 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 hi. He gave her his townhouse and his racing horses. Each meal she ate was a dozen courses. She had $1 million worth of nickels and dimes. She sat around and counted them all 1,000,000 times. Hide, hide, hide,
hide, hide, hide, hide, hide.
Down in Chinatown, all the cokies laid around. Some were high and some were mighty low. There were millions on the floor when a knock came on the door, and there stood old Smokey Joe. He was wet and cold and pale. He was looking for his frail. He was broken, all his junk ran out. Nobody made a sound as he stood and looked around, and then you'd hear old Smokey shout, "Tell me, where is Minnie?
Tell me, where is Minnie?
My poor Minnie.
Your poor Minnie.
Has she been here kicking the gong around? If you don't he gets her pleasure kicking the gong around. Skitty wanna loody leady wanna loady lady.
Yeah!
Skitty wanna loady leady wanna loady lady.
No!
Skitty wanna do da do it wanna do lady.
No!
Just tell her Smokey Joe was here and had to go. And as he departed,
as he departed,
the curtains parted,
the curtains parted,
and there stood Minnie kicking the gong around.
The curtains parted,
and there stood me.
many kicking the gong around.
Cab Calloway with Clarence Gaskell, Irving Mills, and Calloway's Minnie the Moocher, and Harold Arlen and Ted Keeler's Kicking the Gong Around. Arlen and Keeler wrote the Cotton Club reviews in the 30s. Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields had written them in the 20s. McHugh and Fields' songs were more playful and lighter in tone. McHugh was one of those professional composers who could write whatever kind of tune you needed, and Fields was learning her mastery of conversational English, witty, romantic, but with an undertone of skepticism. From McHugh and Fields' Cotton Club collaborations, the Mills Brothers with Digga Digga Doo.
Zula man is feeling blue. If his heart beat a little tattoo. Digga digga doo, digga doo doo. Digga digga doo, digga doo. You love me and I love you, and when you love it is natural too. Digga digga doo, digga doo doo. Digga digga doo, digga doo. I'm so very digga digga doo by nature. If you don't say digga digga doo, you're made. You're gonna lose a baba, so let those funny people smile. How can there be a virgin isle? But digga digga doo, digga doo doo. Digga digga doo, digga doo.
The Mills Brothers' Digga Digga Doo. McHugh and Fields were very good, but Harold Arlen and Ted Keeler were better. Their up-tempo songs were buoyant, their romantic songs bluesy. They attuned themselves to black singers, who in turn attuned themselves to the Cotton Club's white audiences. No white songwriters ever felt closer to the spirit of Harlem and its people while at the same time entertaining white audiences. Duke Ellington's orchestra with Ivy Anderson, Happy as the Day is Long, and Ethel Waters, Stormy Weather.
I've got my trousers pressed, the shoe shine, had my coat and vest relined. Take a look at my lapel, see the fall, can't you tell I'm happy as the day is long? I haven't got a dime to lend, I've got a lot of time to spend. Just a pocket full of air, feeling like a millionaire, I'm happy as the day is long. Got a heavy affair, and I'm having my fun. Am I walking on air? Gee, but I'm the lucky one. I've got my peace of mind, knock wood. I hear that love is blind, that's good. Cause the things I never see never seem to worry me. I'm happy as the day is long. Thank you.
don't know why. There's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere, stormy weather. Just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time, the time. So weary all the time. When he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on. All I have in life is gone, stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time, keeps raining all the time. I walk around heavy-hearted and sad. Night comes around and I'm still feeling bad. Rain pouring down, blinding every hope I had. This pittering, pattering, beating and splattering drives me mad. Love, 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 love. This misery is just too much for me. Can't go on. All I have in life is gone, stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time, keeps raining all the time.
Duke Ellington's orchestra with Ivy Anderson, Happy as the Day is Long, and Ethel Waters, Stormy Weather. One shuffle along integrated Broadway, and black songwriters in Harlem found appreciative white audiences. All black revues opened on Broadway. Most of the scores were by white songwriters, but Fats Waller, Andy Razaf, and James P. Johnson were so successful that Broadway producers turned to them too. In 1925, Johnson and lyricist Cecil Mack wrote the score for a revue entitled Runnin' Wild. Its title song stopped the show. 4 years later, in another all-black revue called The Hot Chocolates, Louis Armstrong took the stage during the intermission to sing and play a new song by Waller, Harry Brooks, and Razaf. Duke Ellington and his Jungle Band with a vocal by Dick Robertson, Runnin' Wild, and Louis Armstrong, Ain't Misbehavin'.
Thank you. blue, always going, don't know where, always showing, but I don't care, don't love nobody, it's not worthwhile, all alone, running wild.
Duke Ellington and his Jungle Band with a vocal by Dick Robertson, Runnin' Wild, and Louis Armstrong, Ain't Misbehavin'. The Harlem Renaissance thrived in the 1920s. Despite its commitment to literature and the higher arts, it probably had its greatest effect on America through its popular music and the allure of Harlem itself. Next week, part two of the songs of the Harlem Renaissance. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program, or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.